Hello and thanks for listening. I'm Brian Hartz, founder and head coach at Sunshine City Tennis, and welcome to the latest edition of What's Your Racket, Radio St. Pete's roundup of local tennis and pickleball news. The French Open, also known as Roland Garros, is in full swing in Paris. The St. Petersburg's own Danielle Collins is in the draw and seeded 11th. She defeated fellow American Caroline Dolhide 6-3, 6-4 in the first round, and now faces Olga Danilovic, an unseeded left-hander from Serbia. Collins, who was born and raised in St. Pete, still calls the city home, has been on a tear in 2024, winning the Miami Open and Charleston Open and making deep runs in several other tournaments, including the recent clay court event in Strasbourg, France, where she made it to the championship match but lost in straight sets to American compatriot Madison Keys. Collins' ranking has subsequently skyrocketed from 55 to 10 over the past 6 months. She has been ranked as highly as 7th in the world during her career. The 30-year-old Collins, however, has said that 2024 will be her final season on the WTA Tour, citing numerous health challenges she's endured over the years and her desire to start a family. Her late career surge has captured the attention of the sports world and prompted many questions about whether she might change her mind about retirement. So far, though, Collins is sticking with her decision to call it quits. In mid-May, speaking to the media at the Italian Open in Rome, where she made the semifinals, Collins said, quote, "Everybody has different ways of ending their professional journey. I want to go out playing my best tennis." She added, "It's been nice to have a stretch where I've really been kind of climbing, because it's not always like that. You have to be really happy for yourself in these moments because it doesn't always work out that way." Turning now to youth tennis, the deadline is fast approaching for Feather Sound Country Club's summer tennis camp. The weekly sessions begin June 14th and for kids ages 5 to 17, but they must be registered by Friday, May 31st. Players can register for as many sessions as desired if space is available, although each weekly session will be limited to 24 players per level. The sessions run from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, and the cost is $150 per week for Feather Sound members and $165 per week for non-members. Bottled water and towels will be available at no charge, but players are welcome to bring their own snacks and drinks. Feather Sound will also offer a separate summer camp for elite tennis players ages 9 to 17. These sessions will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and are for players who compete regularly in tournaments. The cost for the elite summer camp is $450 per week for members and $510 per week for non-members. For more information about either summer camp program, contact Feather Sound Director of Tennis Herman Otero at 727-222-5494 or email tennisshop@feathersoundcc.com. Finally, the Sowing Seeds Charity Tennis Tournament has announced a date change for its next edition. Normally held in mid-March, the event is shifting to April 25th to the 27th, 2025. Tournament Director Rob Perry says the Sowing Seeds Board of Directors approved the change to avoid conflicts with spring break travel in the height of the tourism season in the Tampa Bay region, when hotel prices are highest. Perry expects the change to drive higher attendance, and he says he expects a turnout of more than 300 players at the 2025 tournament, whose proceeds benefit Sowing Seeds, a local nonprofit that provides free tennis rackets, tennis balls, tennis lessons, and school supplies for local underprivileged kids. This has been Coach Brian Hartz for Radio St. Pete. For more information about tennis and pickleball lessons, check out my website, www.sunshinecitytennis.com. See you on the court.